So joined by the Buxton manager, Craig Elliott, has finished here at Victory Park 2-2 with Chorley. What's your assessment of this afternoon's performance?
I thought we were excellent. I really did. I looked at my watch after sort of 60, 65 minutes and I thought, we've totally dominated here. We should be 2 or 3 nil up. And I think that was the only criticism, really. We weren't clinical enough.
The penalty in the first half that Tommy Elliott missed, what was your assessment of it, first of all?
Well, I thought Tom Elliott were outstanding, to be honest with you. But I'm gutted he's missed a penalty. But yeah, I think it were a good save as well, actually. But these are the moments that we need to be more clinical. But I've got nothing but good things to say about the entire team today. I thought we defended well, we attacked well. We've come to another playoff team and give them a right game, so we're going in the right direction.
Certainly are. You're up to 14th at one point in the league table, only about 8 points off the playoffs, so you are certainly going up in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, I think from my point of view, the team's starting to look like I want it to look. I wish we were 4 or 5 points better off, and I think we could have a really good for the playoffs, because we've played Fylde, we beat Kings Lynn, Darlington's, Chorley's, and no disrespect to them teams, but we've been as good if not better. So it's a clear indication that we are a good team at the minute. So yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll still keep fighting, trying to get as many points as we can, but it'd have been nice a little bit closer to the playoffs, because I think we could have been a real threat.
What's your assessment of the 4 goals that have gone in? 2 great, well-taken goals, especially the first one from Declan Poole.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think Deck obviously got left out of squad Tuesday, and I think it shows how far we've come now. We're a proper team. Lad's not sulked. He's come back in. Been outstanding, got an assist, gotten a goal, and just all round been a great lad with a good attitude. So I'm pleased for him, and I'm sure his teammates are as well.
Warren Clark with the second goal just after they'd equalised. I think that's his first start in 3 months, your media guy was telling me.
Yeah, I think he looked at me a bit funny when I told him he's starting today, but I'm desperate to get him in. He's right up my street as a type of player. He's so athletic, and he was brilliant today. He played a few more minutes than maybe he should have done. I didn't want to bring him off, but obviously he was saying he was tightening up. Luckily, I was just going to bring him off just before he scored, so luckily I kept him on for them few minutes more. But terrific player, and I'm really pleased that he's got the minutes in today.
Just disappointing that you couldn't hold on for the win, because they got the penalty and the ultimately the equaliser.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. I didn't really feel under loads of pressure, to be honest with you. At Darlington on Tuesday, you could feel like they were going to score. They were really peppering his goal. But today, I felt quite calm. I thought we were in control of the game. And I'm still a bit gutted. I've just said that to players. I feel like we've lost today, because 2-2 just don't reflect the game, in my opinion. I thought we were worthy of a comfortable win, to be honest.
7 games unbeaten now in the league. As you say, you certainly are going in the right direction.
Yeah, to be unbeaten in February, I think it is so far. So we've had some really hard games as well. Obviously, Kings Lynn top of the league and playoff teams away from home. So there's been a lot of travelling, a lot of tests. But I've enjoyed that, to be honest. I've enjoyed looking at where we are. So yeah, long may it continue. I think it's going to come under a real sort of test on Tuesday away at Kings Lynn. But yeah, I think they'll be more worried about us, I think, the way we're playing.
How do you prepare for a trip to Kings Lynn? Because it's not the easiest place to get to anywhere in the country, apart from if you're around that neck of the woods.
Yeah, you're right. I think the travelling's been horrendous this month for us. It's been a real toll for us. But like I said, it's probably the last one. I've said to players, if we can get through Tuesday, then we've got a good run of games. So we're just going to keep focused on our goals and try and get something out of the game on Tuesday.
Finally, been in the job 3 months. How are you finding life at Tarmac Silverlands?
Yeah, loving it. Chairman's great. The fans have been unbelievable, to be honest with you, after a sort of difficult start. But I think they understood that I inherited a team that needed sort of changing, and that takes time. And I hope they can see now that I'm sort of putting my print on what I want. Hard-working team, you know, that gives everything, and fingers crossed the results continue.